You're listening to the Texas Standard.
While Texans are gearing up to vote in the 2018 midterm elections, there's another election coming up even sooner that could have huge implications, the Mexican presidential election. The election will be held on the 1st of July, and as Dallas Morning News border correspondent Alfredo Corchado reports, Mexicans living in Texas could play a big role in the outcome, Dallas especially. It has the second largest number of Mexicans in the U.S. registered to vote in that election. Alfredo, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Great to be back with you, Laura.
So how many Mexicans in North Texas are registered to vote in the election?
In North Texas, we have more than 50,000, which is a record. In fact, nationwide, Mexican officials cannot recall a time when there's been so many. I think the total numbers are six times greater than the last election.
Wow.
But all eyes are on Texas. I mean, some of the top cities in the list include Houston, San Antonio, El Paso, Laredo, Austin, and obviously Dallas. I think Dallas is surprising because it's come as number two in the number of voters registered to vote.
And so why are these voters expected to play such a big role in the election? Just because of sheer numbers?
Sheer numbers. This is going to be expected to be a very close contentious election. It's already a three-way race. So it's going to be really, really tight. In fact, the last few elections, with the exception of the 2012, have been extremely close. When you have so far at this moment, 500,000 voters in the United States alone vying to vote in the Mexican elections, it's going to be, I think, a crucial vote. And people see this as a very important swing vote.
You also write that the Mexican presidential race is expected to be, quote, violent, dirty, and fiercely combative. Why so?
Normally, historically, election years are extremely deadly in Mexico. And here in on the border in Ciudad Juarez, I mean, we've already seen the year start off with more than, I think it's the last number we had is a weekend, was more than 25 people killed.
Wow.
And you have cartels vying for reorganization across the country, reconfiguration, if you will. There are these power vacuums, and so there's a lot at stake. I mean, an election is not just about voting for the next president, but also who controls which distribution route. And obviously, the ones that come through Texas are highly contested.
Hmm. You mentioned that there are three top runners right now. Who are they?
We have the left-leaning Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who's already run twice. This will be his third time.
Mm-hmm.
He's currently the front runner. José Antonio Meade from the ruling party, PRI. And then the third candidate, Ricardo Anaya from the conservative PAN party. He's sort of the dark horse, the young guy who's promising to bring in a new face and as he says, fight corruption, which is one of the big issues that that Mexicans face today.
Do voters living in Texas in this Mexican election, what issues are they watching? And do you think they have different priorities than those living across the border or similar?
Well, in Texas, you have not just the business community, you know, the ExxonMobil, the AT&Ts, the big corporations, but there's a significant growing population of people who live by national lives. That is people who have homes in Mexico and homes in the United States. And I think the sense I got from my reporting is that they feel that whatever happens in Mexico, whatever happens in the United States will have a direct impact on their lives, on their businesses. Many of them are business leaders. There's about 100 Mexican companies that now operate out of Texas. About a third of them in North Texas. So there's a lot at stake for them economically, politically, and again, lives that go back and forth.
Alfredo Corchado is the border correspondent for the Dallas Morning News. Alfredo, thanks again.
Thank you very much.